You're listening to Coffee with Cassandra. In early December, we in South Texas were treated to a true white Christmas. Snow fell across the region to the delight of many children. But it served as a reminder, not all kids are blessed with a coat to keep them warm. Each year, the staff at Methodist Healthcare Ministries school-based health centers in Marion and Schertz are helping to provide coats to children in need, giving them a warm Christmas. I spoke with Alicia Herrera, front office supervisor, and Deborah Burton Ibata, social work case manager at our school-based health center at Schertz Elementary. They will share how the clinic was inspired to collect coats for the children at this special time of the year. And we will hear from a few of the children who received coats and how it makes them feel. Alicia, how long has school-based health center donated coats to families in need?
School-based health center has been doing this for the past 10 years.
Okay, so why did you start doing this during the holidays?
We actually started this back when Joe Babb was still here with us, and he started by giving us coats that him and his wife would purchase and bring it to the clinic just to give out to any needy families that might need coats. And from there, we started the tradition, well, why don't we just buy more coats? That's how everything started from there.
So how many coats are purchased each year for the children of school-based health center?
Each year, we have been purchasing from 100 to 150 coats to help these families out.
How many coats did you start off with buying, and then now you're at 150 that you purchased?
The first year, it might have been, 50 or 60, but as the family started coming in, we started noticing that some were in need, and we would start asking the families, and of course, a lot of them would say, oh, yes, that would be very helpful. Especially if they have a large family, it really gets expensive to buy these coats for the children. So that's how it started, and now we're up to 100, 150 a year.
Wow. And you can only expect that number to grow with people still learning about it.
Yes, yes.
So describe some of the reactions from the parents.
Some of the parents are just filled with joy because they were not able to afford to buy so many coats, because some of our families have 3, 4, 5 kids, and it gets expensive to buy coats for all those children. So some of them are just overjoyed, they're so appreciative that we're able to help them out that way. We have not received but just good things from them.
Deborah, how do the coats contribute to a child's well-being?
Well, if they don't have a coat, obviously they're going to get sick more frequently, and they're not going to want to go outside and play and run, which is natural for children to want to do. And they're also going to feel maybe like, they're less than, and we don't want them to feel like that. We want them to feel like they're just as important as all the other children and that their parents love them, which they do, obviously. But, perhaps the parents can't afford to get a coat, because a lot of times the parents are without a coat, too.
After learning about the history of the coat drive, I also had the chance to meet a few kids while they received their coats. Their responses will warm your heart. So, Sandra, what's your favorite part about your new jacket?
The colors are pretty, and we think it has a decoration.
Nice. Do you think you're ready for snow again? Yes.
Yes.
What are you looking forward to?
Being with family.
Oh, good. That's a good answer. Yes. Is there anything else you want to say about your new jackets?
That I appreciate that you guys gave us this.
Alicia, how does it make you feel to have the coat drive at school-based health center?
It is just an amazing feeling to be able to help these families out, knowing that there's a lot of children out there that don't have a coat for the winter. It just feels good to be able to help them, knowing that they won't be going to school or walking to school without a warm jacket, especially. Some days are really cold, and we see a lot of kids walking to school, so it feels good.
Until our next Bold Conversation, I'm Cassandra Martinez.